Welcome to ESDC's Office of Values and Ethics podcast series. Our podcast today is on the subject of adapting our priorities to the new normal. In the midst of the recent changes in your workplace due to the pandemic, how often have you heard lately someone say, "We should realign our priorities now that everyone is teleworking," or "I feel lately that everything is urgent and needs to be prioritized," or "I need you to do this today. It's a priority." Now, is everything really a priority? Being in a large department as ESDC, with so many different business lines providing direct services to the public, provides a never-ending supply of tasks. In the face of these changes, and now that many of us are teleworking, there may not be always a clear-cut solution. The solution is not going to be found in legislation, regulations, or government policy. In situations where the answer is not readily apparent, the ESDC Code of Conduct guides us with a framework of five public sector values: respect for democracy, respect for people, integrity, excellence, and stewardship. Where everything seems to be a priority, we are guided by the value of excellence, which states that public servants are to demonstrate professional excellence by providing fair, timely, efficient, and effective services, as well as continuously improving the quality of policies, programs, and services that they provide. If everything is a priority, then nothing is. Serving with excellence and efficiency includes also excellence and efficiency in setting our priorities. Now, how do we set priorities in the new normal? First tip: periodically revisit your departmental, branch, team priorities. This step is crucial. Make sure your daily priorities link up to the office, branch, and departmental priorities. A regular review with your manager will help in assessing the real priorities. This exercise could lead to a decision where you or your office may have to decide which activities are considered critical versus activities that are nice to do. Note that this is a shared responsibility between everyone in the workplace, from executive to managers to employees. Remember, we all have a role to play in reviewing our priorities and making the necessary adjustments in where we focus our efforts and how we adapt to shifting priorities during times of change like now. Second tip: bring it on. This tip fits in well if we look at the new normal we are going through. During these evolving times, we need to fortify and brace our mindsets for more changes and challenges to come, keeping in mind that priorities are living creatures and could be shifted whenever need be. The more you are open and resilient to contribute into a priority, the less resistance you are going to face. Remember that accepting circumstances that cannot be changed can significantly help you focus on circumstances that you can influence. Third tip: communicate. It would be important for everyone in the team to know and understand which activities are the most important. This will allow everyone to adjust their efforts and plan their workload. Keep in mind that although this step is largely the responsibility of the leadership of your office, everyone is expected to support their manager in determining the right communication method that answers their needs. Communication, after all, is a two-way street that requires management and employees' contributions. Third tip: was that as good for you as it was for me? It is crucial for the whole team to participate in setting their own priorities. It would be important to reflect on the process and decide what worked and what could be improved on. Make a commitment with your manager and colleagues to review priorities periodically. We mentioned earlier that there is a never-ending supply of new tasks, and with time, activities and priorities do build up, and the team may see itself in a situation where there are more tasks than there is time in the day to do them. Keep in mind that with the recent changes to your workplace, it is relevant more than ever to continuously review your priorities. And since it's not a one-time exercise, it needs to be done regularly to ensure that everyone is on the same page. We hope that you enjoyed our podcast, and if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please do not hesitate to contact us by visiting our iService page under Work Tools General tab. On behalf of the entire OVE team, take care and stay safe.